Most of our overstory trees in those ravine systems are on the ground, and I would say in some areas it's in upwards of 90% of trees in the ravine systems are still on the ground.
Jason Vickery is the park manager for Torreya State Park, which takes up a 3-county area in the Panhandle. Torreya's ravines act as a drainage system for filtered water that comes up from the ground. Vickery says one effect of all the fallen timber in the ravines is an opportunity for plant life to grow from the increase in sunlight.
Some of these trees that are really thriving, like ash magnolia is one that is a fairly rare tree and endemic to this area. And we're seeing those popping up all over the place in some of these ravines. So that's one of the good sides.
But it's not all good. Johnny Sabo, the Field Operations Bureau Chief for the Florida Forest Service, says this new light can also allow invasive plant species to gain way.
There's a history of climbing fern, coven grass, tallow trees, and that stuff is just really going to be able to grab a foothold and grow and expand in these impacted areas.
Sabo says an increase of damaged trees also makes way for an influx of insects that feed on damaged and weak timber.
There's also a threat from southern pine beetle, Ipsen graver beetle, and black turpentine beetles that seek out these stressed trees and can eventually kill them.
And Torreya's Vickery is already seeing a peskier insect boom in the park.
Another things that we're seeing were long-winged fungus gnats, which is kind of odd. But these little gnats were all over the place here recently, and of course they feed on fungus and rotting vegetation.
Although these insects aren't invasive, Forest Service's Sabo says the best way to control their populations is through prescribed burning. But there's a problem there, too.
And just now with the amount of timber that's on the ground, you know, prescribed fire is harder to apply.
And if fire managers can't do prescribed burns?
What we'll start to see along with the invasives is we'll start to see a lot of hardwood species come into these pine stands. And with these hardwood species, it's not quite the biodiversity that you get from a pine stand species that's healthy with prescribed fire and has a grass understory. So you'll see a complete ecosystem change in a lot of these areas if the debris is not removed and harvested and fire reapplied.
The biggest ecological impact remains the threat of wildfire. Torreya's damaged ravines and natural fire breaks are now fire hazards, says park manager Jason Vickery.
We're finding that we can no longer use these ravine systems as natural breaks. Fire is going through the ravines and up the other side, and we're really having to be very careful. The wildfire risk is there.
Because of all of the fuel on the ground, the Florida Forest Service has started a new approach to combating wildfire this season. Their first step is placing suppression lines in predetermined areas, and then looking at building more fire lines around nearby communities to try and prevent major damage to homes and businesses. For WFSU News, I'm Kevin DeLorbe.